You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. Imagine committing to something for 130 years. 130 years is seeing the Spanish flu, it's seeing World War I and II, and a whole sorts of other things. It's seeing the invention of the television and everything that's come after that. A company that's been around for 130 years in the form of South African Breweries has done a lot in that time frame, and part of that work also includes giving back to the communities that they've been a part of. I'm joined on the line by the head of programs at the SAB Foundation, Itumeleng Dlamini, to take a look at this and see what it is that they have been doing. Itumeleng, lovely to have you on the show. The SAB Foundation is a critical part of a business like SAB in that it allows you to look after not just the profits of the business that the rest of the management look after, but to look after the communities that you are involved in and to look after things through the use of things like the Social Innovation Fund that you guys have. Tell me about the fund and tell me about why the foundation set up the fund.
Hi, thank you so much for having me this evening. I'm really excited to share a bit about the foundation. And you're correct. We get to do really amazing work in supporting businesses that aim to empower communities and enable them to access opportunities, particularly economic opportunities, in order to create a better life for themselves. So, with regards to the fund, that's the Social Innovation Fund that the foundation has been administering and running for a couple of years. For us, the fund, in the context of the SAB Foundation, is really about identifying and supporting social innovators who are working tirelessly to develop solutions that tackle issues such as inequality, poverty, and unemployment. And so over the years, as you rightly mentioned, we have been supporting innovative social enterprises that play an important role in, for example, creating employment opportunities for young people. Some of them work tirelessly to make healthcare more equitable and accessible for all, while others focus on improving the living conditions of people with disabilities, some ensuring access to quality education, improving food security, and also facilitating access to financial resources. So really, that's the broad focus. We support social enterprises, in particular innovators across the different sectors. And for us as a foundation, investing in social innovation is really about empowering businesses that uplift and enable ordinary South Africans to access economic opportunities and to contribute meaningfully to their communities.
I think what most people don't realize is that the role of social innovation and social entrepreneurship is just as critical as financial of entrepreneurship or other forms of entrepreneurship, because in building societies and in building communities, you're able to then have a lasting effect and a more long-standing presence. For SAB as a foundation, I mean, you guys have put over 150 million rand into just this social innovation fund. That clearly is a testament to the commitment that you have in these communities above just saying, you know what, we serve the communities, we have outlets and distributors and products and all of those things in the communities. To put an additional 185 million rand into communities is a clear sign that you want to see the communities grow.
Yes, absolutely. And just to quantify it for you, so the 185 million rand has been invested in 226 social innovators, social enterprises, in essence. And these enterprises have been able to create over 3,200 new jobs, impacting nearly 18,000 livelihoods. And for us, really, this is a significant investment. We know it works. We've seen it work. We've seen the impact on the ground. And it demonstrates that SAB recognizes the importance of empowering local communities and supporting initiatives that lead to sustainable economic growth.
Itumeleng, before I let you go, I want to take a look at the foundation's efforts to obviously build a more inclusive South Africa. We know that South Africa's got quite a few problems that we're trying to navigate through as a country and as a society. And part of that is conversations around how do we support those that need the support but don't necessarily qualify for the support. And we've got this whole term that seems to be unique to South Africa in many respects, and that's the term of the missing middle, where you're not on one end of the spectrum, you're not on the other end of the spectrum, you kind of fall in between, and that also leaves you quite vulnerable and in need of support. How are you guys using the fund and the foundation at large to ensure that you're catering to everyone?
I mean, our entire business model or the mandate of the foundation focuses on prioritizing underserved population, and that includes SMMEs that often lack adequate support and often struggle to access capital, especially from traditional institutions, and often face difficulties in accessing formal markets. And so by providing targeted assistance, such as business skills, training, coaching and mentoring, technical assistance, funding, which is very critical for these SMMEs to grow, as well as market access opportunities, we've been able to enable these businesses to grow, to innovate, and to ultimately contribute to the economy. And that's the one thing that I believe the foundation does really well. And we've been doing this for the past 15 years, and we've seen the impact, and we've seen that impact directly translating into empowering communities at a grassroots level as well, but ultimately really making an impact at a socioeconomic level.
It's not just about innovation, it's about empowering communities, and that's exactly what the SAB Foundation aims to do with the programs and initiatives and funds that they run. Itumeleng, thank you so much for those insights and for the time. Itumeleng Dlamini, the head of programs at the SAB Foundation, joining us to take a look at their social innovation fund and the work they've been able to do through that. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer. It's brewing hope. It's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy. For over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls. To brew moments that matter, that bring us together. For you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp. Not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.